98.1 KZE. Thanks a lot for listening to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Oliver Wood. Good morning, Oliver.
Good morning, Rick.
How's things?
Things are great.
Cool.
Happy summer is here.
Yeah, we're just about. We're warming
just
up.
About.
That's good. So you got a date coming up, Oliver, at Arrowwood Farms on June 13th in Accord. You have a brand new album. Well, kind of brand new. That's been out for a couple of months, Puff of Smoke. And,
right.
Well, how's things? I mean, you having a good time?
Yeah, having a great time. It's nice to have a new record with new music to play. And it's also nice we're celebrating the 20th year anniversary of our very first record called Ways Not to Lose. So it's kind of cool to have bring back some old tunes from that record and then play all these new tunes. And for us, it's kind of fun to mix those things up a bit.
Yeah, well, rolling back the years, I had the great opportunity. I had a little bird in my ear from Chris saying, you want to see something cool? My brother Oliver's coming up from Atlanta, and you should check us out. We're playing at the Joyous Lake in Woodstock on a Tuesday night. And I was like, really? You're going to be singing? Yep, and playing the bass and dancing with it. And I said, okay, I'm going. And that was the first time I saw the Wood Brothers and the first time I met and saw you, and you pretty much blew my mind. I had to go around telling everyone that I saw this amazing band on a Tuesday night. There was 15 people in the room, and my jaw was down by my ankles. That's where it all started. And then next thing, I was at Allaire Studios for the recording of Ways Not to Lose. And I remember hanging out with you and Chris and John being around with a worm-shaped bottle of tequila that he got from Mexico.
I do remember that. A bit of that anyway, yeah.
I just remember that worm being passed around and around. And, man, you guys got some...
That's like 20 years. That's like almost 20 years ago. That's a long time.
Yeah, man. I've been a fan of the band since the absolute beginning. And now here you are, 20 years later, enjoying a puff of smoke. How cool.
Well, you've been a good supporter. Thank you.
Well, it's always a pleasure. When you make good music, it's hard not to get behind it, enjoy it, promote it, go see the band live. And, well, you and Chris have developed a really cool sound. Once you incorporated Jano Ricks into the band, It took on a whole nother layer. And, man, he adds a lot of musical prowess to the band. And I've seen him play the drums with one hand and a keyboard with the other.
Yeah, he's playing drums with three limbs and keyboards with his remaining hand. And it's something to see, and it's something to hear. It's just he's made one big instrument out of the thing, and he's like two or three guys at once. He's singing and everything. So.
Yeah. Well, it rounds out the band, and it must be a lot of fun when you guys are out on the road, you know, especially being with your brother and, well, another brother, more or less.
Yep, a spiritual brother, you're right.
Yeah. So what's coming up in the future? I know you got the gig at Arrowwood Farms on June 13th, but what else is happening in the land of the Wood Brothers?
Well, it's kind of our perpetual life of tour, and we are getting some things together for a live album. We've been recording shows over the last couple of years.
Cool.
We'd like to have some more live music out there. And, of course, we're writing songs for a new studio album, which is more and more tricky to schedule and line everybody's schedules up. None of us live in the same place anymore, so it's we do a lot of our work while we're on tour as far as interacting together and writing together and planning together. But otherwise, it's just kind of enjoying what we like to call the middle of the music business, which has been a real comfy spot for us. And by that, I mean we've had a really nice, slow-growing career since when you saw us, and there was 15 people, and it was just Chris and myself, and we gradually, over these 20 years, have met a lot of really cool people and made a really cool medium-sized fan base that is very loyal and continues to bring, like, their kids, and kids bring their parents, and anyway, very grateful for that, and we're really enjoying that and trying to nurture that and stay true to our music, which we've been blessed to be able to do by staying relatively independent and doing things the way we wanted to do them. And very grateful for that after all these years.
Well, keep up the good work. Does Chris and his musical prowess, do you guys share your musical thoughts? Does he give you any suggestions like, no, don't play that, play it like this? Or do you do the same to him?
Yeah, oh yeah, we're always, we always work sort of as a group, and a very democratic one where, yeah, we make suggestions and we take suggestions from each other, and you know, we're trying as a group to be as musical as possible, so whatever that looks like. And yeah, it's really fun to collaborate on things, and I always, you know, I think we really trust each other as musicians, and we've been doing it for a long time, so yeah, it always just seems to work out where we all, we'll work on something till we all agree on it, you know.
When you're out on the road, Oliver, what's your favorite dessert after dinner?
One square of dark chocolate, 70%.
Whew! Just one square.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, yeah, that's my perfect touring dessert. I'm trying to keep it light, and my diet is not what it used to be. It's pretty boring now.
Oh, well, then that one square of dark chocolate probably makes the whole thing right.
It hits the spot. It's got to be good chocolate. It's got to be bougie.
Cool. Well, we'll keep that in mind next time we see you. Bring you some chocolate.
Yes, sir.
Well, cool. Arrowwood Farms, Courtney Marie Andrews, Viv and Riley, also on the bill in Accord. The show is June 13th. Puff of Smoke is available now. And any insight into what's going to happen at the show?
Well, I will say we look forward to that when we love that place.
Like, yeah.
We've done that place several times now, and it's just such an awesome vibe there. And the nicest people and what they're doing there is so cool. And I'm sure the locals know even more about it than I do. But like I said, we're playing a lot of new music from our latest record, and we're playing a bunch of old music from our first record, and peppering in stuff from in between. We've got, I think, 13 records out now after 20 years. Some of them are live records, but we've got 9 or 10 studio records. So we have a lot of music to choose from. And it's not always easy, but it does keep it fresh for us. And but we definitely will be playing plenty of music from the new record and plenty of old stuff that people probably recognize. And it feels good to mix it up.
Well, it's always a pleasure to see the Wood Brothers and to hear the Wood Brothers. But seeing you live, there's a dynamic to the band that just doesn't come off on the records. I mean, the records are brilliant, but when you're playing live, something amazing happens. And the energy that the three of you project and have come off the stage is so infectious. And I've seen people actually lose their minds, go over to the merch tent and buy your records and hold them for the rest of the show. And it's like, nope, I need them all.
That's great. Well, we're grateful for those people that feel it and get it.
Yeah. Well, keep up the good work. Keep spreading the news, and we'll keep on spinning and enjoying Puff of Smoke for now. And we'll see you live soon. And always a pleasure to talk to you, Oliver Wood. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you, Rick. Thank you so much. Thanks for all the support, and we can't wait to see you all up there.
All right. Thanks. Oliver All Wood, right. Live on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. Have a great day. We'll be right back. Well, how about I'll play Witness right now? This is the Wood Brothers.